And now it's time for the Cannabis Report here on KGNU Community Radio. I'm Hanalee Myers, and I'm joined by longtime cannabis correspondent Leland Rucker. Leland, Happy New Year. Thanks for being here.
Always good.
Okay, so we talk a lot about research here on the Cannabis Report, but I have a question about those questions. How many questions have been answered? We've been talking so much about wanting research, but I would like to know how much research have we had, and it seems like we might have an answer to that question.
You know, it's pretty interesting because how many times in the last 10 years here in Colorado have you heard somebody pro or anti-cannabis say, we need more research, we need more research? Usually it's anti-cannabis people saying that. But NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, did a little research and used the federal PubMed website and found that there were 4,300 papers on cannabis in 2022. Now, that's more than 2021, where there was 4,200. So it's not that there isn't research. There's lots of research going on. The question is what kind of research is going on? There's not a lot of, people aren't going after the same things. You see a lot of reports, you know, cannabis does this or cannabis does that, and you're just not sure, you know, there's no coordination as far as all this research, but there's plenty of research. You know, President Joe Biden signed a bill that will streamline studies. That was just last month that he did that. It contains provisions aimed at allowing researchers to study the actual marijuana that consumers are purchasing instead of having to use government-grown cannabis. And this is a story that Colorado had a part in. The government-approved cannabis is all done down in Mississippi, down at the University of Mississippi. And it's not the same marijuana that people are getting in stores. If you go to a store, that's not the same that you're going to get if you get the marijuana from the University of Mississippi. It's interesting. The University of Colorado did a study. They got a hold of some of the marijuana from Mississippi, and then they used other cities and states that had legalized it and found that there was, differences, definite differences. And Sue Sisley, who's a clinical assistant professor in Arizona, she's been after this for a long time, and she has shown, a presentation that she gave, and they actually take the marijuana and the whole bush and they grind it up and then give you the ground up ends.
Stems, everything, huh?
Yeah, stems and seeds. I mean, I can remember when I was very young, probably 50 years ago, somebody doing that to their pot because they could sell it for more money. But it's just not something that you do anymore.
Well, what you saw in movies for a long time of government weed being in the bag that was like ground up like powder, but that was seen as the good cannabis that you could get. So clearly, University of Colorado is participating in turning at least that story on its head a bit.
Well, even Nora Volkov, who's the NIDA director, she said last year that scientists have been limited in the source of cannabis that they've been permitted to study because you had to get the government product. And, we'll see. Fingers crossed on that. We'll see if that actually happens. Both the House and Senate have passed earlier versions of their separate but similar cannabis research bills in late 2020, but nothing ended up getting to the desk of then President Donald Trump. And Senator Chuck Schumer has pledged to work on decriminalization. I say fingers crossed because he's been saying this for years. Senator John Hickenlooper recently sought an update on the status of a federal report into research barriers that are inhibiting the development of a standardized test for marijuana impairment on the roads. This is interesting. We've said before on the show, nobody has come up with a test that actually works. Now, that doesn't mean that there won't be one sooner or later, but there hasn't been yet. And lastly, I just want to mention that this case in Kansas, in Hayes, Kansas, and the news of the case went all over the country, and it sparked a public backlash. And so police in Kansas moved to rescind a drug possession ticket officers gave to a terminally ill patient in Hayes, Kansas. The man couldn't even get out of bed on his own. Greg Pretz is his name. And he's been using a vape pen as well as eating the THC paste on bread to cope with his symptoms since being hospitalized about 3 weeks ago. And earlier this month, officers from the Hayes Police Department went into Brett's room at a local hospital after a staff member saw him using THC products and called the police, and that's when they arrested him. Police department said that hospital staff were concerned the vaping device was a potential fire hazard, which I can understand. But the officers gave Brett's a citation charging him with drug possession. So I'm really glad that that got taken away, because no one should ever be put in prison for a plant that they put in their body.
And certainly the public seemed to agree that that was absolutely the case for someone suffering from cancer. We will continue to bring these conversations to you here on the Cannabis Report, the first and third Thursday of every month here on KGNU. And Leland, thank you again for bringing us some of those headlines and update on some of that research that we will continue to bring you here on the show as well.
We'll keep watching.
Thanks so much. And for KGNU, I'm Hannah Lee Myers.